This story is brought to you by Spooky Boo and www.scarystorytime.com. This story has pictures on a related website. Visit www.scarystorytime.com to view the pictures. My dead girlfriend keeps messaging me on Facebook. By Nate S.W. My girlfriend Emily died on August 7th, 2012. I just received another message, and it's worse than the others. She was involved in a three-car crash driving home from work when someone ran a red light. She was dead within minutes of the scene. We had been dating for 5 years at that point. She wasn't big on the idea of marriage. It felt archaic, she said, and gave her a weird vibe. But if she had been, I would have married her within 3 months of our relationship. She was vibrant, the kind of girl that would choose dare every time. She was always happy when camping, but a total technophile, too. She always smelled like cinnamon. That being said, she wasn't perfect. She always said something along the lines of, "If I cark it first, don't just say good things about me. I've never liked that. If you don't pay me out, you're doing me a disservice. I've got so many flaws, and that's just another part of me." So, this is for M. The music she said she liked and the music she actually liked were very different. Her idea of affection was a side hug. She had really long toes, like a chimpanzee. I know, that's tangential. But I don't feel right without you having an idea of what she was like. M had been dead approaching 13 months when she first messaged me. "Hello?" Her message popped up. I responded with, "Who is this? It's really weird receiving messages from Emily's account." "Okay, well, in the future, please send me messages from your account, even if you want to discuss her page." "Hello? Susan, you're on Emily's account?" This is when it began. I had left Emily's Facebook account activated so I could send her the occasional message, post on her wall, and go through her pictures. It felt too final and too un-Emily to memorialize it. I share access with her mother, Susan, meaning her mother has her login and password and has spent a total of 3 minutes on the account, or a total on a computer, for that matter. After a little confusion, I thought it was her. Then, on November 6, 2013, I received this message. "Hello? Let's head up on this trail this Sunday." And then I wrote back, "Who is this?" And the messages got strange. Emily says, "The wheels on the bus." And I responded back, "Please tell me who you are." I had received confirmation from Susan that she hadn't been on M's profile since the week of her death. M knew a lot of people, so I thought it was one of her tech-savvy friends messing with me in the worst way. Around February 2014, Emily started tagging herself in my photos. I would get notifications for them, but they'd normally be removed by the time I got to the picture. The first time I actually caught one, it felt like someone had punched me in the gut. She would tag herself in spaces where it was plausible for her to be, or where she'd usually hang out. I've got screenshots of two, one from April and one from June. These are the only ones I've been able to catch, so they're a little out of the timeline I'm trying to write out. Around this time, I began to lose sleep. I was too angry to sleep. She would tag herself in random photos every couple of weeks. The friends who noticed it thought it was some messed up bug. But I found out recently that there have been friends who have noticed and didn't say anything about it. Some of them even removed me from their Facebook friends list. At this point, you may be wondering, why didn't you just kill your Facebook profile? I wish I had did. I did for a little while. On days when I can't get out there, it's nice to have friends to chat with. It's nice visiting Em's page when a little green dot isn't next to her name. I was already socially reclusive when Em was alive. Her death turned me into something pretty close to a hermit, and Facebook and MMOs were, or are, my only real social outlets. I sent what assumed was Em's hacker a message. "Why are you doing this? Why do you keep tagging her?" And then about 10 days later, I got an answer. "Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?" I responded, "This is actually devastating. I don't know why you are doing this." And then she came back with, "OMG, cinnamon-scented candles." "Go to hell," I said. And then she responded, "Why are you doing this?" It wasn't until a few months after going through these chats that I discovered that she was recycling my own words as well. My response seems kind of lackluster here. I was intentionally providing the person with emotional bait. This is actually devastating. To keep them interested in their game, I was working off the assumption that the kind of person who would do this is the kind of person that thrives off of the distress of others. I was posting in tech forums, trying to find a way to find this person, contacting Facebook. I needed to keep them around to gather evidence. I had even changed the password and security details several times. Then on April 16, 2014, I received this. "Why are you doing this? We should make our own jam. JFC Samantha. Nah, different. No chance of passing. No chance of passing. How many? Garage, side, door, side. No chance of passing." Then on April 29th, I received more. "Baked beans on toast. I don't know. I just said, yo, ask Nathan. 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 Nathan." And I responded with, "I don't know what's happening. I don't know how you're still doing this. Please stop." And she responded a minute later, "Please stop. I don't know what's happening." I hadn't discovered any leads. Facebook had told me the locations her page had been accessed from, but since her death, they're all places I can account for. My house, my work, her mom's house, etc. My response here wasn't bait. "Yo, ask Nathan" was an inside joke that's too lame worth explaining, but seeing her say it again was absolutely crippling. My reaction in real life was much less prettier. Her last few messages have started to scare me, but I wouldn't admit it until this point. On May 8, 2014, the following has happened. "Emily, I, negative 12, negative 15, and then about 20 minutes later, "My jumper's in the dryer and it's really cold out. Really cold out. Cold. Cold. Nathan, please stop. Cold. Freezing. I don't know what's happening." Freezing is the first original word she has said. This has given me nightmares that just won't end. I keep dreaming that she's in an ice-cold car, frozen, blue and gray. I'm standing outside the car door in the warmth, screaming for her to come out. She doesn't even realize I'm there. Sometimes her legs are outside with me. Then on May 24th, 2014, I sent a message to her. I'm really drunk. I miss you. Who's ever on this account, I don't care. I keep coming home from work and expecting to see you at the computer. Shouldn't I be used to that by now? And then she responded, just let me walk. I wasn't really drunk. M wasn't an affectionate girl. And it always embarrassed her to exchange I love yous, cuddle, talk about how much we meant to each other. She was more comfortable with it when I was drunk. I pretended to be drunk a lot. Her reply is what prompted me to finally memorialize her page, thinking it might put an end to this. It might seem innocuous to her previous message. It's from an old conversation where I was trying to convince her to let me drive her home from a friend's house. In the collision, the dashboard crushed her. She was severed in a diagonal line from her right hip to midway down her thigh. One of her legs was found tucked under the back seat. Gray Street somewhere, I texted. Hey, are you on your way home? Emily. When you see this message, please ring me straight away. I rang and they said you were left at 4. I'm starting to panic. I feel sick in my stomach. Please ring me. Emily. Emily, answer your phone. August 7th, 2012. Going back in time. These are the messages I sent her the day she died. She was usually home by 4:30. This, alongside of a couple of voicemails, is the last time I talked to her under the assumption she was still alive. You'll see why I'm showing you these soon. Hey, on your way home? Emily. When you see this message, please ring me. Straight away. I rang and they said you left at 4. I'm starting to panic. I feel sick in my stomach. Please ring me. That message was at 5:54 p.m. And then at 7:59, I texted again. Emily? Emily, answer your phone. Then on July 1st, 2014, I got these messages. Hey, you on your way home? Emily? Emily? When you see this message, please ring me. Straight away. Please stop. I rang and they said you left at 5. I'm starting to panic. Please stop. Cold. And then again a minute later. Emily. Emily. Answer your phone. I don't know what's happening. Cold. Freezing. I memorialized her page a few days after the message without waiting. Until today, she had been quiet. She hadn't even been tagging herself in my photos. I don't know what to do anymore. Do I kill her profile? What if it is her? I feel like I want to puke. I don't know what's happening. I just got a notification. I heard the alert sound. I'm just too afraid to swap windows and check it. But I checked the alert. I heard it as it was compiling all this together. This was the message. Freezing. And a picture. That's my door. That is my computer. I got the message 3 hours ago, but I didn't want to check it until now. Now I'm legitimately scared. I have no idea who took this photo. I'm on my tablet in my garage, zen for now, going to drive to friends. Forgot to open the garage door in my panic, so building up the nerve to get out to do that now. And that was the last line of this creepypasta. To visit the pictures and the images and the actual text messages, go to the link in the description of this or go to the post on my website at www.scarystorytime.com and there will be a link to the original story with the actual pictures. This is creepy. Now, if somebody made this up and this is a whole hoax, that would be really interesting. However, there is a link to an account of somebody who did pass with the name of Emily. And there's a question of whether or not it's her or not. I don't know. But if you know anything about this incident, please share in the comments on www.scarystorytime.com.